When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined as always by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum. Today on the
podcast, this week is a very interesting episode because it's the jazz episode. Maybe.
Yeah, and today on the podcast we don't have a one guest.
What are you talking about, baby?
Because we're going to be talking about some special junk.
What the hell are you talking about? You sound like a goddamn crazy man.
We have a special
you sound
people
like
calling
we'll
in.
Take you out back
and guess
you.
What? Our number one audience member, Rodney Berry, is here.
I'm here, baby.
So hit it, Clay.
Okay. Hit what? The keys. Okay.
This is going to be a very jazz episode, baby. Okay.
Yeah. Is your keyboard really low?
Yeah, something's really low.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing.
I'm hearing a lot of buzz.
Buzz? About what?
You hear the buzz? Podcast?
About the podcast.
Because Toy Story?
This is a very...
I still can't really hear.
Yeah.
I can sort of.
Do you turn up your thing?
Wait, can I get another head? Wait.
Do you want to try
Which
this?
Which one am I? Hello. Ooh, there I am. Ooh, but now I hear the buzz. I don't mind the buzz.
What's that?
That's mine.
Hello?
That's actually
Hi.
Really loud.
Dude, I get
but
the...
is this? Okay, that's good.
Wait, I get the what? Okay.
Buzz. Okay.
I mean, I do hear the buzz.
Yeah, I do hear the buzz, too.
About the podcast, because we got rode up in Vulture.
Why are you so loud?
Am I loud?
I don't know.
Can you guys hear me?
I can barely hear Rod.
Well, whose fault is that?
Maybe, am I not talking loud enough?
I don't know, dude.
What about you, Alec?
We should have done this.
Alec,
does everything sound okay?
Everything sounds great.
Okay.
Okay.
This is by far my favorite episode.
All right. Well, my name's Whit.
I know, dude. Shut up.
I'm Rod.
You know
who are you?
Say who you are.
Clay Tatum.
I didn't know we were doing first and last names.
Should I do my last name, too?
Yeah.
I'm Rod Berry.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about what's going on right now is this is
and
what...
And politics?
You mean it's going really good?
Yeah.
Okay. It's jazz, baby. If you know anything about jazz, this is Jazz 101. Before someone starts playing, they don't know what they're going to do. And then once they hear that first note, that they go, I guess I'll do that.
Yeah. That's what jazz... The best part about jazz?
What's that?
That sweet first note.
Oh, yeah.
Clay, play me one note of jazz.
Okay.
Now that gets me going. Look at my hips.
Let's explain what we're doing.
Wait, Clay, look at me.
He's dancing. Ooh. Check it out. Ooh.
What about this? Ooh.
Oh, Clay's dancing now, too. Ooh. Wait, Rod, dance.
Look
Wait,
that.
We don't know if you're dancing or not.
There
dance
go.
For the podcast. Go. Podcast dance.
Rod!
Podcast dance
dancing,
for podcast.
What? Like this?
Is yes, but the podcast doesn't know you're dancing.
I'm dancing now.
No, but the
what
podcast.
Do you mean?
Wait, watch me dance. Podcast dance.
Whoa. Wait, can I podcast dance?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, whoa. Clay's doing good. Now, Rod, you do it.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh. Like
okay.
That?
Yeah, I don't know, Rod.
I'm sorry.
Can we talk about what we're doing, which is this is a I don't know how much we cut out.
We're jazz casting.
We're jazz casting right now. This is an anything goes. We can play any note. If you can play any note, it's fine. We're going to throw some.
Basically, a jazz cast is where we have our brains are bursting with too many great ideas to do just a guest episode, so we're jazz casting right now. Because
yes.
We have too many great ideas, and so we're just going to toss them out there, and we're going to just riff.
What's the first
we're
idea?
We're just going to jam.
Really
yeah, just regular podcast jam.
All right, well, Clay, let's talk about your thing first.
You want to do my thing first?
Yeah, because I have tech.
Okay. Okay. So this is what I want to do. Have you been noticing something lately?
What? About politics?
Yeah, it's going really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
is that it?
Yeah.
I I love the political stuff.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, we're moving off from the politics.
Just okay, well, what else have I been noticing, do you think?
That my reviews have been getting scampy. Because I'm not writing as much. I'm not thinking
Shrimp
as much.
Scampy?
Yes.
Well, give me that scampy.
They're really good.
Clay, you know I'm hungry.
Okay. Stop nibbling on my thumb.
Oh, sorry. One more nibble.
Okay. Get out of there.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to do some. I want to do is like I want to test my review. So I want to review movies I haven't seen, because I can't see all the movies in the world. If I see them, then I'm actually going to give my review. So I can't be a test review. So I'm reviewing movies I haven't seen. Do you understand?
I mean, I think I do.
Yeah, that was you. Just now, you did a really good impression of the guy from Princess Bride.
What are you talking about?
No, who's that guy?
Andre the Giant?
No, the little guy.
You thought that was Andre the Giant?
That to you sounded like Andre the Giant.
You sound crazy, right?
Rod, you need a haircut. Your hair is blown over your ears.
No, I was just thinking of a guy from
the movie. No, he says like inconspicuous or something.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Do it, Clay.
Inconceivable.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. I'm really good at this crap. So what do you want to hear first? Avengers?
Let's hear it in Avengers.
Okay, this is like, imagine this is the newspaper.
I'm doing which Avengers movie is this?
This is Endgame, Rod. Okay. So this is like, this would be the headline, and this is a Clay Tanner review.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. So I'm assuming what was going to happen.
Okay.
Because if I saw it, it would be a real review. No,
okay.
Rod. Okay! okay, ready?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Rod, let me get a clean intro.
Okay.
And really give me an honest review on my review, okay? Can you do that, pal?
Okay.
are you ready, Rod?
Yeah.
Okay. You pick up the newspaper. First page, it says, Avengers Endgame? More like Revengers Begin Game. The game being me getting revenge on the person who sold me the movie ticket because this movie sucks. Give me a break.
Is that the whole review?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Okay, wait. I haven't told you what the image is.
Oh, what is it?
It's me. So you have that, and then the image is me next to a movie theater with a TNT box. I'm holding it, and the wires are going to the movie theater.
We've really – as an entire society,
give me your honest
take. We don't do TNT stuff as much as we used to.
Yeah.
Remember how big TNT was?
Yes.
Back in our youth? What happened to TNT? Pressing that thing?
Yeah, get a plunger.
With the dynamite?
To press it down?
Did TNT have the movies?
What?
Did TNT have the movies?
TNT used to have the movies.
TNT had the movies, yeah. Well, the network. But I'm talking about the dynamite
stuff.
Now
they know drama?
I don't know.
TNT knows drama?
And TBS is very funny.
Yeah.
So what were you saying?
You give my review 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You want to hear my next one?
Why? Because it's punchy. It's to the point.
Rod?
Yeah, I mean, you just get right to it.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Okay, so pretend that there's a movie called Not Another Bad Movie.
And,
okay. I'm picturing it.
And the movie is really bad.
Oh, no.
And then my take on it is, at least they got something right here. Naming the movie, Not Another Bad Movie. Give me a break. And then the picture is me next to the movie theater with the TNT thing.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's a good 10 out of 10, obviously. Also, I think that it's a really good thing. That's like
Gus
your
trademark. Directed it?
Gus Van Sant.
That's your trademark.
Yeah.
How much money do you think it would cost?
What?
Clay, you're the top director in Hollywood.
Okay.
You're the new Paul Thomas Anderson. Everybody wants to see your movies. You make
I'm the new McG.
No. You're the new McGee.
No, you're not.
You're the new
P.T.
Russo Brothers.
Anderson is the original choice I went with, and I'm sticking to that.
Okay.
Don't fuck with me on the Jazz Cast.
Okay.
So you're top of the game. Every movie you make, people love, and they do well in the box office.
Sounds like McGee.
And they're good. And they're really good. How much money would it take?
Still sounds like McGee to me.
Okay, so fine. It's McGee. How much money would it take for you to, instead of calling your movie whatever the title is...
Not Another Bad Movie?
Calling it Not Another Bad Movie and having one of those classic posters.
With big red font?
With the whole cast in the big red font. But it's still the same exact movie.
How much money?
Yeah.
I think that's cool, though. That seems like something Harmony Crane would do. Some wacky jackass thing like that.
So not much money.
Would you do it for $10?
I would do it for $10,000.
Okay.
How much money do you do it for? You get a freaking unrated DVD out of it.
Yeah, I do.
For my next review?
Yeah.
Okay, so my next review What do you give my not another bad movie?
10 out of 10.
Okay.
As long as there's that TNT in there.
Okay, so now imagine the movie that is called, you know, Bridesmaids? Think about if they did a all-male reboot.
Grimm's Boys?
It's called Bridesmen.
Oh.
and it stars Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari. And in the movie, they join ISIS.
What else happens?
They join ISIS. And then they like, I don't know what ISIS does, but whatever that crap is, they do. And they're really good at it. And also,
wait, Louis C.K. and
Aziz Ansari and Bridesmen.
They're very good at being in ISIS.
Okay. Right. And what else do they do?
Similar to their stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm making this movie up on, what else should they do?
In Groomsmen?
Yeah, in Groomsmen.
Okay, so first off, they join ISIS.
Well, they get radicalized online, yeah.
Before, and this is leading up to the wedding?
And they play themselves.
Okay.
Is one of them getting married?
This is Louis. This is Jim Norton's wedding. And it's leading up to the wedding, and they all go to a trip somewhere where, Lake Havasu?
Yeah. No, they gotta go to the Middle East.
Okay, so they go to the Middle East. Where in the Middle East is like a... Where's a safe place that also would be fun in the Middle East? That you're allowed to go to?
Abu Dhabi?
Okay, so they go... I mean, Sex and the City already did that, but...
What about Tel Aviv?
Oh,
Tel Aviv, yeah.
You go to Tel Aviv.
They go to Tel Aviv.
Okay.
And they're having fun.
Yes.
And somehow they get separated from Jim Norton.
All right.
And...
Wait, they do this?
They get separated and they go out... And they hang out with a really cool guy
Jim.
Who agrees with
Jim.
All of their views and has a lot
Jim.
Of sympathy for
Jim.
Their situation.
How are you, Jim?
Has a ton of sympathy for their situation. They just got dealt a bad hand. They had to be an example.
Yeah.
That's what the guy's saying to
them. Yeah.
He shows them like a really fun night and they kind of just basically forget about Jim Norton. And then...
How could you ever...
How could you? And then what happens?
And then they go online and they get radicalized in Tel Aviv, and then they go to meetings, the ISIS meetings.
But wait, does the cool fun guy show them the website?
Who's the cool fun guy?
I don't know.
They
meet a cool fun guy.
They
takes him away from Jim
they
Norton.
They meet a cool fun guy.
I was setting you up to say that was their connection to ISIS.
Who's a cool fun guy?
He's a guy who's in ISIS.
Wait, who could be in ISIS?
He's a cool fun
this
guy from ISIS.
Oh, the actor, you mean?
Yeah, who can play him? Who's the guy that I always bring up? The guy with the mullet?
What's that guy's name?
The guy with the mullet?
Yeah. No, he's a stand-up comic.
Who's the guy
Seems
with
like
the
a
mullet?
Really nice guy. His name's like Vaughn. Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn.
Theo. They meet Theo Vaughn in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
He shows them a really good time and gets them to join ISIS on a website.
Oh, they also find a baby.
Yeah, they find a baby.
Of course. Yeah. Is the baby in ISIS?
Here's the one thing.
Born in ISIS.
Here's one thing I did say. I did stack the dice up against this movie because I did give it a scathing review. But this movie sounds really freaking good now.
Yeah. So Theo Vaughn's there, and as it turns out that he's not even... He gets them to
he's
be an ISIS.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets them to be an ISIS, but it's really actually a ploy... to a distraction so that he can leave because he doesn't want to be an ISIS anymore because he wants to be a centrist.
So it has a good ending.
For Theo Vaughn. And then somehow they have to find Jim Norton at the end and get him to join ISIS too. But then they all have to go to the wedding, so all of the terrorists go to the wedding.
And they all become centrist?
And they... they decide to leave
and
ISIS
they
and become
they,
centrist.
At the end they have a big thing that goes... Okay, everyone, I'm no longer radicalized. I'm a centrist now because if we pretend blue is good and red is bad, we are somewhere in the middle in that murky gray.
We'll never get anything done.
We'll never get anything done.
So instead, I'll just kind of float around here. And ISIS is bad, yes, but also Americans have done some bad things too.
Wow.
Let's just lounge around in this water.
Stay right here in the purple.
And that's the end of the movie.
Oh. Well, so now I'm in a predicament.
Wait, what? So what's your review?
Sounds like a great movie. What's it called again?
Groomsmen? Yeah, I'm going to give
it. It's called, what did I call it? Bridesmen?
I think it was called Bridesmen.
Okay. So this is
right now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give Bridesmen a 10 out of 10.
I think that it's, number one, I love it because I think everybody, Louis and Aziz, everybody deserves a second chance at being a movie star.
Right.
Maybe not stand-up, but movie stars. Yeah. Everyone deserves a
second chance.
Everyone needs like three or four chances to be a movie star.
Here's my review. This movie freaking rocks from the first minute to the last minute of the third hour. I give this movie a 10 out of 10. There's not a better movie than Bridesmen. Give men a chance.
Yeah, okay.
That's the tagline for the movie is give men a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
And the title is Men's Have Rights Too, and a picture of me with TNT blowing up a theater.
Oh, because you don't like it.
I don't know. That's the only picture I got, my guy.
That's the only high res photo that exists of you. It's you with the transparent background. Some TNT. Oh, yeah. All right. What else you see?
That's all I got, dude.
Oh. Okay. Well, then we can talk about my crap.
What's your crap?
Well, first off, I wanted to say I did my show in New York at Union Hall, and there was lots of nice people with merch.
Yes.
Wearing American Arts and Culture Review merch. And I wanted to say.
Yes.
Number one, there is a person named Heather whose birthday it was, and she ate the sub, and she had a bag. Thank you for coming to the show. And then there's also a pal in the center of the crowd.
I love that.
I think his hair was red, and he had a beard, and he was wearing a hoodie. And let me say, my guy, the hoodie looked crisp and blue.
Wait, what's a blue hoodie?
It's a blue hoodie.
Well, this is my favorite guy so far. You know why?
Why?
He's in the center, and he's wearing blue and red.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Yeah, this guy's a real centrist, and I like that.
Well, this is my guy, this is my pal in the front, in the center. I wanted to say thank you for wearing that hoodie, and thanks for coming to my show. It was very nice of them to do that, to wear that stuff. And I didn't get a chance to say hi to that guy or thank him for coming. Not that he wanted to say hi, but now moving on. So everybody's been talking about it in the comedy community.
Yes.
Which we're comedy adjacent, I'd say, right?
Just because of the...
comedy is art, podcast. But...
Yeah. And what everybody has been talking about is Tim Robinson's new show on Netflix, I Think You Should Leave.
Uh-huh.
And we all saw it.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched it multiple times because everybody's talking about this show.
Yes.
All of these people that I... think are really great are saying this is the funniest sketch show to come out in the last 45 years, and they're saying all these great things about it, you know?
Right.
And so I'm watching it, and I'm laughing, but then I was thinking, well, why am I laughing?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's funny about this?
Why am I... what's going on?
Yeah.
I remember I had a big smile on my face, but it's because they had multiple bits that had to do with pianos.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you...
They had the Fred Willard bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With the piano.
And then there's also that jazz guy, that one.
Were you watching the Fred Willard bit thinking, well, that's a funny piano?
I said, go back to the piano. What are y'all doing?
You wanted them to cut back to the piano?
You just want
to
see the piano.
And so was it...
I don't think, yeah.
Were you laughing or were you just really excited and you would start to laugh every time the piano would come on?
I was laughing in the part of my brain where I appreciate pianos. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, so it sounds like it was instead of like a laugh from it being funny, it was more of like an excited laugh.
It's not a laugh from it being funny and I'm getting the comedy,
yeah.
But it's funny and I'm literally laughing in my head in the part of my brain that appreciates pianos and laughs every time he sees a piano. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so for me, the things that were making that funny was that well, clearly that Fred Willard.
Rod, do you, does this make sense to
no,
you?
No, I'm actually. So you just left because you saw the piano and
well,
you,
we already went through that. And
right, yeah, yeah. But that's you why don't you think left. That like the situation of this, it's like a silly piano.
It's funny. Well, no, that what it, was funny for me is that Fred Willard was playing piano at a person's funeral.
Right. That's the right. That's a funny situation.
But Fred it, Willard, like he's a but, famous actor. Like, why would he be at the?
But the
funeral.
It's what's. But like the piano starts playing music and it plays like goofy, silly music, and right. he has to smash.
I don't
a plate.
Understand why.
What well, this. Yeah, but it's good. I mean, he did a really good job at.
But
that.
Like, it's not. It's not the kind of music you'd play at a funeral.
Well, either way. I'm saying, Rod, we are but, laughing while right. we're watching.
You understand?
So we're on that page.
We're on with the same page just, that we're enjoying the show.
I'm
Rod.
Laughing because it's like Fred Willard. I know him from films. Yeah. Right. And now he's all of a sudden a funeral piano guy.
Yeah.
And that is where I find the comedy.
So this is why people are talking about the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, and it's because people are laughing at it.
Let me just say
and
something.
And that's why it's funny. People are laughing at it, and that's why it's funny.
Let me just say something.
What?
Remember the part where I was saying that the show was funny because I saw the piano, and the part of my brain that enjoys pianos and the way he enjoys stuff is by audibly laughing inside my brain.
Yeah.
I'm not – that makes sense, right?
Yeah. So I wouldn't back down from that.
I wouldn't either. So,
this is making a lot of sense.
It's a hill I'm willing to die on. But here's my issue with you. There wasn't a piano in every scene.
Oh.
Of that sketch?
Of that the series.
Well, pianos are expensive.
You that know? Is true.
And here's my theory on your theory.
What's up?
You want to do, if you're going to have a piano, you yes. want it to be a good piano.
Yeah.
And if you have a piano.
That was a steam pipe piano. If I'm not mistaken, am I wrong?
Yeah, that was a chugga chugga choo choo piano.
Yes.
If you want to be bouncing around pianos in every single sketch, Clay, it's going to be costing money and you're going to have to get cheaper pianos.
Yeah.
But instead, what my boy Tim Robinson did is he saved up all that money.
He bought one expensive
for
piano.
One good choo choo chugga chugga piano. See what I'm saying? And you can appreciate that, right?
I think I understand.
But you guys didn't think it was funny when he had to smash plates?
I don't
honestly
really
don't
remember,
even remember
that
part.
No, I just remember yeah. seeing Fred Willard and going, that guy is famous as an actor.
Did other people watch this stuff?
A lot of people watched it. And a lot of our friends have watched it. And they actually called me when I told them what we were doing. They called me and they said they had theories too.
Of why this crap is so good?
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear it?
Yeah, who's the first one up at bat?
Okay. Actually, I'm just going to play it, like, speaker into it. Well, never mind. First one went away.
What the hell are you talking about?
It
well,
went
she
away?
Sent me
oh,
a...
you did one of those?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I thought you said you got a voicemail.
I did. Everybody else did voicemails. Sorry. So, Sarah Sherman, I don't remember what you said, but I'm sure it was good.
Sorry, Sarah.
What type of music do you think this is for?
I don't know. But Sarah Sherman had probably a really interesting idea, theory, thought. But it went away, so maybe she'll send us another one. Okay, well, Mitra sent us one.
Okay.
And
she watched the show?
She watched all of it. And so why don't we hear it? Do you want to listen to what she thought?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, this is Mitra Hari. I am Whitmer's girlfriend / intern, and I just wanted to say that the reason I think the hilarious show Tim Robinson vehicle on Netflix, I think you should leave, works so well. My favorite sketch works so well is because I like the one where he eats the paper, and I think it works so well because you're not expecting it, right? Because you think that he's at a party with food, so he's going to eat food, but mm-hmm. he eats paper, and that is funny because what if the paper didn't taste good even? Okay, so thanks so much. I have to go back to my nursing shift so I can drive Wit to his stand-up show in a couple hours. Okay, bye. Also, I have to make him dinner.
Wow, what a great girlfriend.
Okay, let me do a recap on that.
Yeah.
Mitra says her thought is the party has food, but he eats paper.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
I think that's why I was laughing.
I don't give that
But what about
again.
The whole situation that leads up to him eating the paper?
What was that again?
Rod, can you just
he gives the guy a gift.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he
from Burning,
he gives him a gift.
And I'm laughing already because that guy's from that serious movie, yeah. And now he's all of a sudden in a comedy show, and I'm going, all right.
He doesn't
what is
like
happening.
Wait, you know
he
what
doesn't
do
seem
Rod?
Like he likes it.
Shut up for one second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm going to bring back my Chris Hardwick points.
Okay.
So my Chris Hardwick points, and I'm going to give Whit 1 point for that.
Thank you.
So wait, you got a point. Ron, can you finish what you're saying four words or less, please?
He eats a gift receipt.
What?
He eats gift receipt.
I know, that's what Mitra said.
That's what Mitra just said.
But he doesn't, because...
Rod, you're doing more than the 4 words.
Why does he do it? No, let's give him more words.
You got 6 words now.
No, let's give him 62 words.
This is so hard.
Give
six
him
words.
62 words.
Okay, wait. I have to count these.
You gotta count the words.
Yeah. One second. I have to count the words.
How?
I have the keyboard has a little counter on it.
Tell me when you start counting the words. So
okay,
I
what's
know.
It? What's it, dude?
These words don't count, do they?
No. Not right now.
All right, it's fun. All right, so what I'm saying, and I think what Clay is saying, and definitely what Mitra is saying, it's funny because he eats paper at a party where there's food.
Wait, you're getting another point for that.
All right, now, Rod, why don't you spice us up with your interesting theory, professional writer, Rod?
Okay, ready? And, one second. How many words did we give him?
62.
Okay, ready? I'm going to count them. Go.
Okay.
Damn it. Wait.
Okay, damn it.
So no, Rod, every time you hear that, I have to reset this.
No,
God damn it.
No, don't reset
every
it.
Time you hear, every time you say a word,
okay,
I have to count
okay,
it.
Okay, I get
tell
it.
Us why.
And I will say this, the counter makes noise. So
I understand.
Please don't.
This counter scares me.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
So we're at 0 words right now.
Please don't cuss.
Please don't curse.
Okay.
Curse.
Or what is the difference?
About curse or cuss?
Yeah.
One's shit and one's bitch. Okay.
Rod, tell us.
He gives his friend he gives his friend a gift, and his friend doesn't seem to like it. So his friend's like, no, I do like it. So he's like, if you like it, then give me the gift receipt. And he's weird about it.
You're at 34.
Ah, God damn it. And then to prove that he does like it, he has to make sure his friend will let him eat the gift receipt. And then there's...
You got 5 more left.
And then there's mud pie on the receipt.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I think then we're on the same page because there is food at that.
That was exactly 62. So, Rod, you get a point for that. So, our Chris Hardwick point system right now, you have 2 Chris Hardwick points, and Rod, you got 1 Chris Hardwick point, and I'm Chris Hardwick.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
I had another theory about another very popular sketch is funny.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's a sketch where there's a weird man who's bald on the plane.
Okay.
And Tim Robinson's there with his girlfriend or his wife or his friend. We don't know. And they're going on a long flight somewhere. And right when they start to relax, this weird man starts talking to them.
Is he absolutely awkward?
He's weird and awkward.
Okay.
And I think the funny stuff comes from, because I was laughing.
Uh-huh.
The funny stuff in that moment, for me, comes from, how did they get that whole camera crew on the airplane?
I will say this, I'm literally laughing right now at the thought of that.
And could you imagine being on an airplane and just, if you're fine, and then all of a sudden, action. And you don't know?
You're making a whole movie?
Yeah.
You know what I want to say right now?
What?
Cut.
Why?
Because we need to go to a break, you fucking dummy.
All right, let's go to a break.
Okay, welcome back, gang. This has been everyone's favorite episode so far. The reviews are in, and they can't get enough of this crap. And they said, whatever you're doing, it's clearly working, and we want more of it. Okay, you dirty rat, here's some more.
Don't cuss.
What did I say?
Hey, he said dirty rat.
I really don't think that our audience likes to be called dirty.
Not on the JazzCast.
Okay. I mean, I'm part of the audience.
This should be a PG ep.
Okay, this is a PG ep. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Welcome back, gang. What's up, everyone? What's up?
We're this episode is for teens, so
for
be
teens?
More
okay.
Nubile.
I like the "What's up, everyone?" The thing
more,
you just did.
Okay, this is for teens.
Yeah. Kind of like a greasy.
Oh
young
yeah, yeah, yeah. Teen. Okay, I get it.
Also,
I get it.
It's a PG teen.
Okay, no. I got it.
Okay, yeah.
Ready. Okay, ready.
Yeah,
ready.
Hi, y'all.
Oh, no.
What y'all doing?
I don't know.
Welcome back to the pod, everyone. You look good. Let me take a picture. Ooh. What's up? Can I get closer to you?
No.
Take another picture. Is that your dog?
Okay, yeah, that's good.
So welcome back, everyone. Whit was talking about airplanes. Let's hear this.
I just said it. It's how they get all those. Wait, we've all been on planes. There's never enough room. How'd they get all the cameras on there? And then I think there's also another. So I'm laughing immediately.
Yes.
And then I think there's also another. Before anything happens, I'm laughing. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about that.
Of course.
Because I ride on planes.
Right. You've been there.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking when the action starts, which is when the actors start doing their craft. Will Forte is playing the guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you recognize him.
I recognize him as an actor.
And other stuff, too.
Here's what I'm thinking. Tim Robinson and Will Forte worked at SNL together. Will Forte is older than Tim Robinson.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, like, maybe their dynamic in real life is similar to these characters. And that's what had me kind of laughing.
You think their dynamic is similar to the two characters in the sketch?
I think so, because clearly they're doing those late night writer's rooms with Lauren and the gang. And Will Forte's there hassling Tim when he's just
that's
trying to
really
get some
good
rest.
Joke. Next joke.
Yeah.
Is that really good, Lauren?
Yeah.
And wait, was that Lauren or Will?
Hi, my name is Lauren Michaels.
Yeah. And and who am I?
You're going to be Alec Baldwin.
Hi, my name's Alec Baldwin.
And I'm Woody Allen.
I'm almost positive that's Casey Kasem.
Hi, I'm this week's guest, Woody Allen. Hi, Woody. Woody, what were you thinking? I was thinking about maybe doing a episode about. I have an idea, bitch.
What's this?
Is that Lauren?
That's Johnny Knoxville.
Wait, where's Alec? Where's Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin is. He's also in the room.
Okay, but his mouth is full because he's eating a burger.
He's there too.
His mouth is full of a burger.
Yes, Johnny Knoxville. What were you thinking? I was thinking about having a little guy hit you in the balls. So
okay. So what Clay's trying to say is when I'm watching the stuff, I'm thinking of these two SNL guys, and I'm thinking,
and what are you yelling?
Well, no, I'm thinking of a situation like that. Like, right. They've probably been in that kind of situation, and that had me laughing and made me want to go read a book about SNL's history.
Right. And did you read it?
I did.
But
what is the book called?
SNL.
That book is called SNL?
Yeah.
SNL?
SNL. Saturday Night Live. The book.
Okay. What would be your
Saturday? Based on the show.
Penguin Books.
What would be your Saturday Night Live thing?
If I was on there?
Yeah, if you're...
My character?
Yeah. Give us what character.
He'd be a guy who goes from his normal speaking voice and then goes... Because he's got something going on with him. It'd be like, you know, Michael Che and the gang would be trying to ask me questions. And I'd be like, yeah, that's why I think that you should always ride in the with your seatbelt on. And then I go,
don't ride with your seatbelt on. Take the seatbelt off.
And then it's the, so basically my normal self is saying the right thing. And then the weird little guy is saying,
what's your guy's name? Chubby?
Yeah.
That's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of situation.
I don't know.
So what one thing would be like this. Rod,
what's that?
It's like a story with a, he's a doctor and he.
Yeah, a story, exactly. Something that's not something real.
Like drinks like, make up. Drinks some sort of potion.
I can tell a story too. How about, it's called a story where Rod is nice.
I'm nice.
Oh, you like fiction?
Yeah. Big fan.
Something I did.
I don't know.
I can write stories too. Remember the story where Woody Allen was doing SNL and Johnny Knoxville came in and he pitched the idea about
I thought that happened.
Well, that did happen.
We got another theory.
What's another theory?
Okay, this one is kind of a bit of a thick theory, so I'm going to break it up into some parts.
Too thick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I gave you another Chris Hardwick point, by the way. I forgot to.
This is from our friend Io.
Okay.
Ready?
Hey, Whit, it's Io, your good pal Io. Hey to all the guys at American Arts and Culture Review. I got really excited when I found out you guys were going to talk about the awesome sketches on I Think You Should Leave. And my favorite sketch probably has to be the one at The Office where they're all trying to, make jokes. Chatty Harrison's trying to make jokes about the new copier that The Office gets, but, The Office doesn't get her joke. And it's a really incredible sketch to get to look at from a comedy perspective because it does something where it takes a group of people in an office and sort of deconstructs what that culture looks like. The thing about Office is that most people don't realize is that when you work in an office, nothing funny happens. And also when you work with a group of people just at all and you spend time with them, nothing funny happens at all. So it, for the first part, for him to even be able to, for Tim as a sketch writer to even be able to have people in an office do something funny, it's really brave. And it's really.
Okay. So far I'm agreeing with her exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in this sketch because it's really rare that you see some funny crap in an office.
So her thing is, The Office is not funny.
Right.
So Office is not funny.
Right.
But this time it.
Well, because these characters are just trying to get some work done.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Am I stepping out of line?
What?
Let me know. Be honest with me. Let me know if I'm like stepping out of my comfort zone or my bounds. That I think I might give her a Chris Hardwick point.
No, yeah. She's not even here, but I think she deserves it.
Okay.
So immediately what she's saying is, this is interesting. What is this world? These people are interesting. They work together. Uh-huh. Patty Harrison is like some sort of person who talks.
Wait, is this the right. one? Is this the one with the piano?
No piano.
I don't even remember it. Yeah, I don't even.
There's a copy machine.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a copy machine.
Do you remember
there's something going on with the copy machine, but it's mostly the way that these characters are sort of talking together. It gives you some insight into office politics.
Uh-huh.
And there's comedy to be had in there, I think.
Okay, so let's do a roundup.
It is an interesting.
Well, there's still more of this.
Io has more?
Yeah, she has the second half of her theory.
Okay.
Further back. So when people have jobs, right? So sometimes they go to these places, offices. Okay, so in an office, there's something called office culture, right? And so a part of this office culture might be things like coming into the office, checking into the office, sitting at your desk, looking around and remembering that you're in an office, right? These are mundane, boring things. And this might not even, this isn't funny at all. So for him to even put a sketch in an office, right? It's huge. It's big. It's also really great because it's got a lot of really fun specifics. And that, to me, is what makes comedy, gold. It makes comedy sing when you have specifics. So different things like, okay, there's not just one person in this office or two people in this office. there's maybe four or five people in this office. And then they talk and then they say things, and I guess those things are funny, but whatever. To me, the marvel of this sketch, the magic of it, is that they're able to be in an office. And I think that that's really brave and powerful and cool and true. And plus, you get the bonus surprise at the end of the sketch. Tim comes back into the office, so there's another extra person working in the office, and I just was absolutely laughing my tail off, thinking, wow, how many people could be in this office? I mean, obviously...
Here's one thing that I did notice.
What?
Okay, so with these reviews that people have been writing in lately, mm-hmm. I've been writing down, trying to transcribe what they're saying when they're clearly talking too fast, and I've noticed on your phone that they transcribe it for you.
So oh, yeah.
If y'all have any questions, I can go to my notes here.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what I think is interesting
about – and I'll tell you if you have it right or wrong.
Okay, and so in that second half, she's saying there's a lot of people in an office, and there's more people being – tell me where I'm wrong about the comedy run. More people being introduced into this right. office, and you're thinking, well, how many people work there? And that right away.
That's what's funny.
I'm giggling my ass off. Is that what is funny, Rod?
I mean,
in this sketch.
I don't know if that's what's funny about.
Well, what is funny to you?
Just that people work in an office is funny.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of them.
People. Is he wrong?
And sort of.
Or
as
is
Patty
just...
is like doing her thing.
Yeah.
It's there's just, more people going, as well, Patty what's up? Or, hey, what's up, Patty? And every time a new person says something, it's like, there's another person in the office?
It's not like the jokes she's making or the situation that she's in.
Explain the specifics.
So the guy, in the first guy who makes a joke that everyone laughs at.
Do I need to count your words again?
No. I mean, no, please don't count my words.
No, just let him talk. Okay. This is important.
He makes a joke about how Christmas came early, or Santa early.
Clay, wake up. Oh, sure.
Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
Okay.
And then Patty's character, she sees this and she wants in on being funny.
Sorry.
And she keeps making jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, Clay, slurp some of this down.
Let's say it. Rod, keep on talking.
Clay some of my iced coffee.
She keeps making jokes and nobody is reacting to it.
Is that helping wake you up? Here, drink some more. Clay, wake up, man.
And she just keeps doubling down on it, trying to get somebody to think it's funny.
And nobody pays attention
or cares.
It's iced coffee.
And she just... She goes further and further out, and she seems like a crazy person. And that's
coffee. Sure.
I think that's what's funny about it. Not that there's just people who work in an office.
Like, I want to listen to some music.
Oh, and then she says at the end, though, Io said, and then Tim Robinson shows up. And what I was hoping would happen is that he looks into the camera and says, cut.
You're right.
Oh, because he says, cut, because he's in charge of the show.
Oh.
But I can't exactly remember what happened, but I was laughing.
Do you remember what Io said, everything she said?
No.
I can remind you.
Oh, yeah, please.
Well, on your voicemail transcribed, mm-hmm. This is a part that I really liked. When she said, when you start going to start even further back, but still will have right to sometimes, they go places, offices, okay, still an office, something's called office culture, right? And so part of his office called your liking things like coming into the office, checking into the office, you're looking around and remembering that you're in office, my name boring, and this not even, you know.
Yeah.
That last part is really interesting.
Did anyone have I'm going to give Io another point for that. She's getting another Chris Hardwick point.
Okay.
What
were you going to say? Did anybody have what?
Did anyone have another theory on this show?
Well, yeah.
Who?
Oh, okay.
You have more theories?
Well, I have another theory, though.
Oh, what's you that? Have one yourself.
Okay, my favorite sketch that had me laughing the hardest.
Yeah, bitch.
Is when Tim Robinson is at the party
uh-huh.
with our Gary Richardson. And at this party, at this dinner place,
uh-huh.
restaurant is what they call it in California.
A dinner, yeah, dinner house. Go on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an Alabama thing, is a dinner house.
Well, yeah. Or dinner place. Dinner house, dinner place. It depends what. Clay and I have different parents, so he's a dinner house family. I'm a dinner place family. Yeah. Anyway, so there is a really handsome guy at dinner who makes clothes. And it just seemed to me like he was a fish out of water. And Tim was very excited he's there. And I just, like, wondering.
Why are they eating yet?
Well, how long have they been there? When are they going to eat? What's that guy doing there? Tim is on his own tip. He's, like, figuring some shit out. With Gary.
I'm going to give you another.
Is that what's going on?
Another Chris Hardwick point.
He's like coughing. He's like
understand
sick or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's choking. They say that in the sketch.
What do they say?
His friend.
Do they clearly say that he's choking?
I don't know if I've ever choked.
Tim, you're choking.
Oh, I was wondering what that was.
Oh, you don't know what choking is?
I don't think I've ever choked.
He like got something in his throat and he needed like the Heimlich maneuver to get it out.
Who's Heimlich?
What?
You're thinking of Baba Booey gave him the Heim?
No.
Hit him with the Heim?
It's just like a way to like
wait, wake up, man.
With somebody,
we're not trying to.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no. If you guys are gonna fall asleep,
No, it's fine.
No,
sorry,
no, go ahead.
I really want to know.
Yeah. Let me cut all the music, all the fun stuff. So yeah. Rod, you can have your
time
in the spotlight.
Yeah, I really enjoy this. So he's choking and like you need to like press against and get dislodge it from his throat so he can speak. You didn't notice he was speaking. Guys, please wake up. Please wake up. Come on. Don't do this. Guys, we still have to finish the podcast. I don't know what to do. Guys, you guys have to wake up. Clay! Clay!
I want to keep my shirt on, Louie.
Wait!
Wait for me, Aziz.
Wake up!
Aziz, I want some of your pasta.
I'm sorry, everyone, that I made them fall asleep.
Aziz, I'll eat your pasta. Just let go of my arm.
Just like what now? Say it again.
Oh, whoa. That was weird.
That's so awkward.
I think
we're
having the same dream.
Yeah, if you guys hear me talking.
Okay, we have one more guy.
Okay.
All right. Our friend Michael Bryan. No, Michael Bryan worked with Tim on SNL. They've known each other for years from all the way back
on
in Chicago.
Chicago Rats.
Chicago Rats. They've made some stuff together. So I feel like Mike is going to be, even more than Rod, know how stuff is funny and why.
Okay. Hit me with it.
Okay, Jack.
Okay, Johnny.
Hello, Whitmer. Clay. Third guy. This is Michael Bryan, and I'm calling with my theory on why I think you should leave with Tim Robinson is funny. Not an easy question. I'm going to try to tackle the sketch where he's in a hot dog costume, and he's driving a hot dog car, and it crashed through a window. And they're trying to figure out who the driver of the hot dog car was, and he's in a hot dog costume. I think what's funny, if you really watch, it's a clothing store, but there's a globe there. I couldn't tell if there was a price tag on the globe, because I think that would be the funniest. They may have even missed that opportunity to be a store that sells one globe.
I'm literally.
And I think that might be the joke they were trying for, or should have been. And then the heighten is that Tim in the hot dog costume steals a bunch of suits, but doesn't take the globe. Which I think you would probably take the globe.
Yeah.
So that I think that's why I was laughing. I couldn't tell why I was laughing, but I think it was because a clothing store plus one globe and another missed opportunity not to give them notes. It's a funny show, but would be to cut to the outside and the name of, you get to see the name of the store, and it's 20 suits and one globe. is why it's funny.
Yeah. I remember that sketch, and I'm...
You remember the globe?
You remember... I did remember thinking if that place was called Suits and Globe, that would be really funny.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like a missed opportunity.
Well, but we're... You know why we're thinking of that stuff, Clay?
Why is that?
Because we care about aesthetics and titles and the way that kind of stuff rolls off
right.
of
your
what
tongue. Would be like the graphic scheme of this place?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And when I think of stuff like that, I'm laughing right now thinking about it.
And also, it is funny... It is immediately funny that he's wearing that those clothes.
The hot dog costume.
Yeah.
That is very funny.
Wait, you agree?
Yeah. You agree with this?
And the hot dog car is also very funny.
I don't remember a hot dog car.
I don't remember the hot dog car. I remember Brian. No,
That's how it starts.
I remember Michael Bryan bringing up it in the phone call, but I think he just like was mistaken.
Wait, hold on.
Do you remember the guy who was also dressed like a hot dog?
No.
No.
Here's what I remember.
I remember this.
Let me tell you how I remember this sketch. There is Tim Robinson.
Okay.
And he's dressed as a hot dog. Uh-huh. And he's in line to buy suit with his friends. And he doesn't want to pay.
Rod, just let me give one rule for this like conversation. Never. This is a rule everyone knows.
What?
Never interrupt a man. Go on with.
So he's in line with his best friends to buy a suit, and he needs the suit because he only has hot dog clothes. And he's assimilating.
Speak your truth.
Because he can't do that anymore because now he's 30.
Yep.
This is what I'm assuming. And so he wants to buy the clothes, and then people are ragging on him. Everybody's ragging on him and shouting at his ass for some reason.
Yeah.
So he decides to steal some clothes and he runs out. And then there's a cops there for some reason. And I don't, you know why I don't remember?
Why is that?
Because Clay and I were watching this over at my place and I just got a grill. And this is the first time Clay and I ever got to make burgers together since we were teens. And so we were kind of going back and forth making burgers throughout the whole show. Yeah. And I'm just now realizing, like, I don't totally remember the beginning because I was pummeling down a hot piping burger.
Here's my favorite part of the show, though. I will say this.
What?
This is the one part of the show I do remember. My favorite part of the show is when me and Wit got the burger and we put the cold burger on a hot grill.
Yeah. And we started hearing that sizz.
Yes.
That pop.
Rod, what was your favorite part of that part of the TV show?
The part where you guys made burgers together?
When this is the first time I've ever gotten to enjoy the burger with Clay.
I'm confused what this question is.
So what is your favorite part of the show where we're eating the burger while watching the show?
Well, you guys didn't invite me over to eat the burger.
No. That has nothing to do with what we just asked.
Right. It's like saying what color is the sky and you literally just said purple. I'm like, well, that's not even like a thing.
Yeah. What?
I'm just confused.
What?
What is my favorite part?
Spit it out.
When you guys were eating
Rod, hurry. I don't have
burgers
all day.
While watching the show. That's what you guys want to know?
No.
Okay, of the show.
Okay, yes. Of the show.
What part where we're eating burgers
did your favorite part of the show that we were watching,
my man?
I mean, I guess it's the
hot. I'm bored.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry,
Rod.
Guys.
All right, well, Rod.
I'm deducting. Rod, I hate to do this to you, and I normally don't do this, but I'm going to do it right now. You currently have 0 Chris Hardwick points. You got a big fat goose egg, Rod.
Oh, no.
And, okay, so, Rod.
Yes?
Listen, you know that we agree with you. With whatever you're thinking. And this, we're just out here. We're not trying to be diplomatic. And because that is what makes interesting journalism.
Right.
Okay? We have a stance and we see things differently than you. Clay and I grew up together. That's what makes us a thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's why we think the same. And finally, I get to enjoy this burger. Of course, I'm eating Clay's mid-movie burger. But it's a show and we're cooking it ourselves. And the grill.
The grill at the house.
Clay brought the coal, I brought the burger. I brought the grill and the burger. Burgers. Okay, my man.
Who brought what now?
Clay brought the coal, I bought the grill and the burgers. Okay?
You guys are both saying you brought the burgers.
Ron, can you do me a favor?
What? No, wait, I'm Whit.
I'm upset.
What's up, Whit?
I'm just upset.
Why?
Why?
You didn't invite me over.
Okay, Rod.
I wanted the burgers.
Fine. We agree with you. It was fucked up. Okay?
Yeah.
We're sorry.
I don't know a perfect way
but to... But you know why we didn't invite him?
What's up?
More burgers for us. what were you going to say, Clay?
I was about to give him a point, but I'll say it.
I think how we should end the podcast. I think I know how to end it.
How so?
I think Rod should tell us, because we're going to agree with you.
I will agree with, listen.
His sincere reason.
I will agree with anything you say.
His real reason why, and make it last for 3 full minutes.
Yeah.
Why you should watch, I think you should leave, and why Tim Robinson is good.
Okay, wait a second.
And don't say any of the stuff that we said, because we are, the audience knows why we think that stuff.
Wait, keep on talking.
Why?
Because I have to,
why?
Because if it's going to be 3 minutes, I have to time them, so I have to download a clock. Okay, do you understand?
You can watch the clock.
No,
over it.
Clay can't see that far. Because
he's bad eyes.
Yeah, he's got bad eyes. Because I kicked his ass.
You kicked his ass?
Yeah, when we were young.
You made his eyes bad?
I kicked his ass, beat him blind. He was blind for 6 months of his childhood because of me.
It wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, if it wasn't so bad, I guess it's okay.
He stole my eggs.
Stole all his eggs. I said, I saw some eggs. And I go, that's
hard boiled?
No, 3 scrambled eggs, and he stole them when we were kids.
Off your plate?
He was laughing. I just beat his ass.
Did he eat them?
Yeah. He ate them.
You watched him eat them?
No. He said he ate them, but it really turned out that he just kind of pushed them like a few feet away from where I was sitting.
Like into the dirt?
And then after he got out of the hospital, he showed me where he pushed them. They're still on the...
Are you ready, Rod?
Yeah.
Nobody had moved them?
I want to do this. I'm playing this into the thing.
What is this?
No, we were the only two kids at our school.
Do you guys?
It was a new school, and we were the only two kids there.
We grew up in the land of bread and butter. Do you understand?
it was just left there.
It was simple back where we came from. We grew up in the country.
No, you said the land of bread and butter. Everybody knows what that is.
Yeah. It's the country.
That's the country. Do you understand?
All right, let's close this puppy out with your real thing, okay? And be cool about it.
Wait, what is the thing that we're doing now?
He's going to tell us why you should watch the show, why he thinks the stuff is funny, and why Tim Robinson is
time
is cool.
At 3 minutes.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
When you hear the clock, start talking. And I have a hard time. I have to really hear the clock. So
thank you to Io and Mike. And Mitra and Sarah, even though I accidentally lost yours.
Do we need to go through the... I go through the... Before we... Rod, tell us what to...
What?
What? Can I do... What? Can I give out the Chris Hardwick points?
Yeah.
Okay, so the American Arts and Culture Review Chris Hardwick Award winner today is Wimmer Thomas with 5 points.
Thank you.
Rod, you have a big fat goose egg because you can't keep your mouth shut and you don't let other men speak. Io got 2 points. And then everyone else who called in, they get 1 point each just for calling in. And so everyone's doing much better than Rod, who doesn't know when to speak and when to be silenced.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Rod, a perfect way to end the pod.
How are we going to end it?
In 50 words, Clay will count.
Yes. This time in my
head. Tell us why we got to go watch I Think You Should Leave on Netflix with Tim Robinson and why Tim Robinson is nice.
Well, how about this? Let's give him... should I count his 50 words or should I count to 50 and he can have as many words as he likes?
Okay.
Because you know he has a big fat mouth and he knows
this boy loves to talk.
Talk.
Talk, talk, talk.
Talk, talk, talk.
I'm going to beat you blind.
Yeah.
Like Mark Wahlberg did.
To who?
To an Asian man.
Just because he was different.
I thought he just beat a blind Asian man.
No, he
beat a man blind for being different.
In the 90s.
And then everyone
watched
him.
But he said sorry. Like, recently.
Yeah, well, that,
yeah.
I mean, if you say sorry.
Remember that bear that whacks off? A lot?
On Conan?
On the Conan bear?
No, the Ted one I think Hayes brought up that he was whacking off
that freaking one time. Pervert.
Well, yeah. Ted's funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's funny.
That's, if you want a road to redemption after beating another person blind,
yeah,
go with that jerking off bear who likes to whack his little dingy off.
Yep. All right, Rod, go.
What are we doing now?
Rod,
oh, shit.
This is how we're ending it.
No, Rod.
Rod, wait, stop. Please,
are you counting?
Please stop. Please, for the love of
when
God.
When am I going?
Please stop.
When you say action.
When we say action.
So Clay and I are going to say it because we direct together. But,
yes.
You guys are directed to.
All right, so Clay.
Wait, I forgot why.
Well, on set, you say action.
That's true.
So I'm going to make sure Rod knows what he's doing. So I'm going to go over close to him right now.
Okay.
While you study the monitor.
Do you need to walk up to him?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Let me stretch. Okay. Okay, I'm ready to walk.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, are those new shoes?
Yeah.
Can I take a picture?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Wow, Rod.
Yeah, what's up?
Big set. Okay, Rod.
Uh-huh.
You know what you're doing. All you have to do is just tell everybody why you think they should watch I Think You Should Leave and why Tim Robinson is nice.
Okay.
And Rod. Wait, Clay, how'd you get over here?
I crawled under.
You crawled?
I went under.
Clay, you're supposed to be looking at the monitor.
I went under. You're the tech guy.
Oh, dang it. I gotta go. Dang it, drop my camera.
Clay!
Yes?
I'm gonna come back over there now. Rod knows what he's doing.
Okay!
Okay, and Rod.
Why'd you take a picture?
Rod.
Sorry.
Yes?
Action.
Wait.
Clay says action.
I say action.
We just went over this.
Okay, so, both agree, and Rod, can you do me one favor, though?
What do you need me to do?
So, we're not giving you 50 words. We're giving you 50 seconds to say whatever word you want.
Uh-huh.
So, I think you need to thank me and Wit. Say thank you, Clay and Wit.
Thank you, Clay and Wit.
For what?
For giving me 50 seconds to say whatever I want about the show.
Right.
It means a lot to me.
That's cute. Okay, you ready?
I am...
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rod, you know what to do.
All right. I think you should leave with starring Tim Robinson. It's just
it's a
great show, and I think that...
Let's try.
I think that everybody should check it out. I think it's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. Tim Robinson is a very nice and handsome and cool guy, and I...
4.
I don't know if that's how 50 seconds works. Tim Robinson is very funny, and I'm just very happy that...
9.
That he got his chance to make this... This is not how... 11, this is not 50 seconds.
13.
I don't... What is... So, 15, Tim Robinson is very funny, and I think you should...
18. 19.
Okay, 20, should check out the shit. Guys, please don't... I know you guys are falling... I know you guys are mad at me or something, and I just... I don't know. I'm really... I don't know. I don't understand why you didn't invite me over to eat the burgers. What is going on? I don't know why you guys have put me in this situation where you're going to fall asleep. It's not fun. It's actually very mean. And I don't know what your guys' problem is. I don't understand what's going on.
42.
I'm sorry that I put you guys to sleep, and I'm sorry to the podcast list.
47. 48. 49. 50.
You guys.
That's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. We recommend everyone goes watch
what I Think You Should Leave on Netflix.
Why? Because it's funny crap. And what the point of this podcast is to show you can find funny stuff no matter where.
Listen to them!
If it's in the writing or if it's in the set, how they get all the cameras on the set, that's still funny, my man. If you're thinking, these two actors, they know each other from a different job they had together. Wow, that's funny to imagine. That's as funny as the good writing and the acting.
Don't forget
that's the point of this podcast!
go to our live show. Don't forget to buy our dirty merch. Don't forget to do all the other things I demand of you, because you're my little guy. You're my little guy, and I like when you do things for me. So if you can go to my little show on May 10th, you can also buy our little dirty merch. Thank you so much. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Kiss you like my, you're my son. So, okay. Podcast is over.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.